From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports for the Albany Times-Union that New York's congressional delegation is likely to shrink by 2 after the next census. That would drop New York from 27 to 25 members, down from its high of 45 representatives in 1953. Election Data Services population estimates for July 2018 now suggest New York will have 2 fewer congressional districts after the next population count reveals New York State lost residents to other states. A special commission will draw up new districts and decide which districts are erased, with final approval belonging to the state legislature and Cuomo. A federal judge drew the lines after the 2010 census. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the Durham Town Board has picked previous councilman George Deckers to replace the late Nick Nahas on the board. Deckers will fill Nahas' seat until the end of 2019, then could run for re-election in November to finish the rest of Nahas' term, which expires December 31, 2021. Deckers will be sworn in during the Durham Board's organizational meeting January 2nd. Durham Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said, and I quote, "He will sit in then for his first meeting back," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that the Hudson River advocacy group, Clearwater, wants General Electric to finish its cleanup of PCBs from the upper Hudson River. The Beacon-based organization was agreeing with a 294-page report from the State Department of Environmental Conservation released December 20th that says GE's dredging did not remove all of the PCBs from the river. Clearwater Executive Director Greg Williams said in a statement, and I quote, "While we all can appreciate how much cleaner the Hudson River appears in the last 50 years, thousands of us depend on it for food and are still living with PCB-contaminated fish. Part of GE's responsibility under the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act of 1980 is to make the fish once again safe to eat. This announcement by the state gives us hope that we will not have to wait another 50 years," end quote. GE wants a certificate of completion from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, but last week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called on the EPA to withhold that certificate. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The health of the Hudson River estuary and the vitality of the communities along its banks are at stake, and the EPA must not let GE off the hook for a job that is not done," end quote. GE claims the state's data shows 99.8% of the samples with PCB concentrations below the EPA's threshold for requiring dredging. No one disputes that GE dumped polychlorinated biphenyls, a carcinogenic, into the Hudson River from 2 of its plants from the 1940s until the substance was banned by the federal government in 1977. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman reports that influenza is prevalent in New York State, according to the health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker. Healthcare workers who are not vaccinated against the flu must now wear surgical or procedure masks in areas where patients are present. New York reported 1,230 cases of flu during the week ending on December 15th, but only 155 cases in Hudson Valley, 77 in Westchester County, 25 in Dutchess, 17 in Rockland, 15 in Orange, 7 in Putnam, and 4 each in Ulster and Sullivan. There was only 1 case in Greene County and 5 in Columbia County. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.